This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What do you think the best Australian series, TV show, movies have been? 0448 40 2020. I always go to the classics. Your Blue Heelers, Water Rats, Pack to the Rafters. Those ones always stand out to me. Pip says her and her sisters love the TV series The PM's Daughter, a new one that has recently been released by the ABC. Thank you, Pip. Going to have to check that out. What series, movie would you add as one of Australia's best? 0448 40 2020. We've recently been involved in making another one. It's streaming on Stan now. It's called The Tourist. It's your teacher.
Why would somebody want me dead?
You're looking for an Irishman.
Are you sure you want to know who you really are?
It's 9 when the clock says 10. This girl will wait
for. You're awake. Sir, can you tell me your name?
You've got, like, amnesia.
Yeah.
That is awesome!
Russ from Real Dialogue has taken a look. Russ, thanks for joining us.
You know what? It is great to be here, and I promise I haven't forgotten who you are.
No, I'm very pleased. And if this week's TV show is anything to go by, amnesia may be a problem a few people struggle with. It is, yes, called The Tourist. We've mentioned that. This is a show, Russ, that I have actually been recommending to people when they're trying to find something
right.
new, because it is the BBC, it is Australian producers getting together and bringing something that is genuinely really interesting to watch. Set up the story of The Tourist for us.
Yeah, without giving too much away, I mean, what happens is that Jamie Dornan plays the man. And the man, he's actually driving across the Australian outback. We're not really sure why. But then all of a sudden, he's in an accident, finds himself in hospital, and wakes up with amnesia. And he doesn't know who he is, where he is, why he's even there. And so it's this whole journey of him looking after some small clues that have been left behind for him that really kind of help him to finally figure out what's going on with his life, and also why is it that everybody seems to want to see him dead.
And it is only 6 episodes, so they very cleverly help you find out who this man is and why someone is trying to kill him, but it takes a little while to get there, I suppose. Can you compare it to any other sort of TV shows or series that are similar?
Well, that's where I was kind of trying to think of what it was reminding me of, and what it really kind of is kind of this outback twist on, say, like Fargo or Twin Peaks. It's kind of these unique characters that they kind of introduce into the story who all have a unique backstory themselves. And so within it, it's kind of quirky, but yet then it's also totally fascinating and interesting, and you do want to know what is going on and who this guy is.
And it's not uncommon for amnesia to be used as a device in storytelling. You know, it's almost like I woke up and it was a dream kind of moment. Do the makers of The Tourist make it fresh, make it interesting, even though that aspect is maybe kind of common?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it definitely is one of those, you know, vehicles that you see pretty regularly in films and movies and TV shows. But yet with this one, they bring in enough, and also early on, so that you're not going, oh, come on, like, you can't believe that this is really occurring in his life. That we are introduced enough in each one of the episodes to really make it relatively believable, even though, I don't know about you, but I've never had amnesia myself.
Yeah, no. And one of the things I actually really loved about it is that it is uniquely Australian. Like, while you've got Jamie Dornan in there as the main character and his Irish accent and all of that he brings, there's so many of your favourite Australian actors in there too, and the humour is just so unique to Aussies. What were the things that you were really talking about after watching the series?
Oh, you know what? I mean, one of the things that really kind of grabs your attention is it really makes you go, who can you really trust in life? You know, I mean, I think that that's really stands out. And I think that's what the beauty of what they bring into his life is that there are different people that he really can trust, but he doesn't know if he can because he doesn't remember them. And so it's really this whole aspect of who can you trust, but then also what would you do if you were in that scenario yourself?
Yeah, and it's only 6 episodes long, as we've mentioned. Is it worth sticking it out to the end?
You know what? I am totally hooked, and I think it's definitely worthwhile hanging in until the end. I will have to say, it's unforgettable.
It is called The Tourist. It's on Stan now. Russ, thank you so much for chatting with us about it.
Love it. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.